Afia Siddiqui is the daughter of the whole nation of Pakistan and she has to come back from the US's prison. This is the demand of Afia's movement chairperson, Fawzia Siddiqui. On a campaign drive across Pakistan, Afia movement representatives along with Cynthia McKinney, a six-time elected congresswoman, and Sarah Flounders, a prominent American political writer and member of the Secretariat of Workers World Party and International Action Center, have demanded all the political parties of Pakistan to realize the urgency of challenging the 86-year imprisonment of Afia and sign a challenge petition against the sentence.
We think that the U.S. policy of the incarceration of Dr. Afia is wrong. It was just one more example of U.S. injustice to the people of Pakistan. So we are here to express our solidarity with the people of Pakistan.
The delegation highlighted the need to pressure the Pakistani government to take up this matter with the U.S. and demand immediate repatriation of Afia to Pakistan. They said U.S. has to give Pakistan much more than injustice, drones and war, and urged that it is time for them to live up to the expectation of the people of Pakistan, who demand Afia's return with immediate effect.
Our purpose in coming to Pakistan is to raise in every way our voice can the terrible wrong done against Dr. Afia Siddiqui, and to call for her release and her return to Pakistan. In the U.S., along with opposing war and drones and the threat of new wars, we have also defended political prisoners. And Dr. Afia Siddiqui's case is one of the most egregious, really in every sense, the torture of this woman. The holding in isolation, the years in captivity after her kidnapping. This case must be returned to Pakistan.
Afia's sister, Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui, blamed the Pakistani government for not living up to their promise of Afia's return they made 4 years ago. She questioned government's credibility on commitments and their status in front of the people of Pakistan, whose votes they will be asking for during the upcoming elections.
Votes are not something that can be bought and sold. People need something tangible. People need concrete results and promises fulfilled. 4 years ago, the promise by these leaders was made that Afia will be home. Where is she? How can these political leaders go out in front of the public and ask for votes when they have not fulfilled their promises? They have not stood up firmly for the daughter of their nation, who is actually a symbol of the dignity of the nation they wish to represent.
As efforts continue to rise for Afia's return to Pakistan, analysts say Afia movement is gathering support of major political and religious parties, forming a stronger pressure group against the negligent Pakistan government. Members of the Afia movement have called on the Pakistani authorities to fulfill the demands of the people of safe repatriation of Afia Siddiqui to Pakistan. They say with elections due in a few months, Afia's return will be a major achievement for the political government. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Lahore.